Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for his mercy over our lives. We thank God for what God has been using this prophetic broadcast to do in the life of thousands of people. And if you are joining us for the first time, this is prophetic broadcast that comes up between the hour of 12 and 1 a.m. It's a prophetic decree broadcast. And it has really helped a lot of people. We have received a lot of testimony, and more testimony are still coming. I know that as you are joining us today, the Almighty God will remember you. The King of Kings will favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life that your situation shall receive God's touch. The hand of the Lord shall touch your situation, and that situation shall turn around for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, every cause of backwardness in your life is broken today. Every verdict of death against you is canceled. Power that is boasting against your life will be silenced forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever they have said is not it's not possible in your life. It shall become possible now. God of possibility will visit you. There shall be divine surprises. The angel of the Lord will organize an event that will make you to have an encounter with your destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are joining us today, the glory of God shall cover you. The mercy of God shall be over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the life of someone that is hearing me. I command poverty to disappear from your life and never reappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to this prophetic decree broadcast. I think day before yesterday, we had a little complaint about the broadcast that could not enter, that was inconclusive. We decided to bring that broadcast back. I was talking about demonic names. You know, I spoke a lot about anti-breakthrough powers. I spoke with all about what is breakthrough. And I told you that everybody desires breakthrough. Everybody wants progress. Everybody wants to move to the next level, but there are powers that stand against it. There are things that we do that will always obstruct breakthroughs. There are many activities of darkness that obstruct breakthroughs. You know, forces of darkness has done very, very terrible havoc in our life to hinder our well-being and to obstruct our breakthrough. And I gave you a lot of anti-breakthrough powers. I gave you a lot of them. Number one, I said the power of sin, the power of curses, the power of evil covenants, the power of spiritual husband and wife, this power of evil incision, the power of evil mark. And I also say the power of the cry of innocent children or crying blood, the power of evil dedication, the power of evil foundation. You know, I will talk about witchcraft power, we talk about ancestral power, we talk about the powers that can, in that breakthrough, we talk about the Avengers. We talk about enchantment. We talk about the power of evil altar. And we spoke about the power of demonic environment. And we spoke about the power of demonic name. Name is very important. Now, many people may not understand this mystery. And this ignorance has destroyed a lot of people. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is a killer. Ignorance is a terrible thing. Ignorance is lack of knowledge. And ignorance can be so terrible and can put somebody in box forever. You see, many people do not understand that the name we bear can be an obstruction to our progress in life. Many people do not believe that the name we bear can stand against our progress, can limit us. You know, a demonic name can limit you. A demonic name can stand against your progress. A demonic name can push away good things from you. A demonic name can even stop the flow of the aura of God over your life. So if you are bearing a name and that name is not glorifying God, you have to do something quickly about it. You know, we read in Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2. We saw the story of a couple who have been waiting upon the Lord for many years. The Bible said this couple, they were righteous, but yet they have no child. You know, they were serving the Lord very well, Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were serving the Lord very well. But God, in his infinite mercy, sent Gabriel to go and deliver good news to Zechariah. And Zechariah was doing his normal work as he walked in the temple. And as he got to the temple, the angel of the Lord appeared and told him, you are going to have a child. And Zechariah was doubting. And the angel of the Lord said, okay, you are going to be dumb. You will not be able to hear anything. You will not be able to speak. You will not be able, you'll be deaf and dumb. You will not be able to hear. You will not be able to speak until that day. And that was what really happened. You know, the wife conceived. And till the day of, till the day they are going to name the child, the guy cannot even speak. And when the time to name the child has come, you know, the family came, the relative came, and they said, okay, what is the name we are going to give to this child? The mother said, oh, the angel has already told the mother it's going to be John. And the mother said, John. They said, who is John? Well, they've never heard about John in that family before. Oh, the family said, family member said, no, there's nothing like that. And they motioned to the father, and the father wrote in the paper, he said, it's going to be John. So you can see mystery. John was given to that boy from heaven. That means God is so much interested in name. God gave the name Jesus Christ, meaning that is going to save the whole world from their sin. God was interested in name. That was why you see Jesus. That was why you see God intervening into situations of people right in the Bible. If God was not interested in name, what did we see in case of Abraham? Abraham was chained to Abraham. Sarah was said to Sarah. God was interested in the names of people, and is still interested in the name of that will bear. God is so much interested in the names that you and I bear. So you have to look at your name. You have to look at what your name glorifies. You have to look at what your name is saying. Your name has power. Your name is very strong. If your name is demonic, if your name is evil, if your name is cursed, then it's going to affect you. Many people's problem have been tied down to the name they bear. If you bear a satanic name or you bear a cursed name, it will serve as platform for satanic activity. It will obstruct breakthrough. It will hinder the progress you ought to have had. Oh, you may be having some small progress, but in the agenda of God, you have to be bigger and larger than that. But your name can hinder you. Look at the name of that man. The man has to change his name, has to cry unto the Lord, because the name means sorrow. The Bible says that when Rachel gave birth to a child, he was at the point of death, and as she was going, she named that child Benoni. Oh, and Jacob, who had learned and who had understood that there is power in changing name, Jacob, who had an encounter with the angel of God, Jacob, that the angel of God had asked him, what is the name you bear? And he said, Jacob. And the angel of the Lord said, you are going to be Israel. Immediately he changed the name of Benoni, and he changed it to Benjamin. He changed the name from sorrow. He changed it to the son of my right hand. That is mystery about name. So you need to understand what name is all about. The devil uses names to put people into bondage. Names have basic functions in our life. You need to understand that. Names are for identification. Names reveal something about you. If you call your name to me now, I can tell you what will be around you. I can tell you what is revealing about you. You look at your name as I'm talking now. Examine the name you bear. Examine what has been happening to you. Examine what you have been going through. You will find out that your name has something to do with what you are passing through. Your name reveals something about you. Your name ascribes something to you. Your name can personify, you know, it brings something into manifestation. It reveals your family background. Look at the name you bear. Look at the name of your family. Look at your son name. It reveals your family background. It reveals a lot of things about your name. So whenever the negative experiences and the problems that you are going through co-align with the name you bear, it shows to you that that name has put you into captivity. It's an evidence of captivity. The fact that your life is upside down consonants with your name is an evidence that your name is cursed. You must know that. You must understand that. You must understand that your life that is going in this direction, that is not moving according to God's purpose for your life, could be tied down by your name. So look at your name. I want you to look at your name. If your name is meaningless, you have to do something. If your name is glorifying idol, you have to do something. May I tell you that names are very, very deep vehicles in the realm of the spirit. Names have spiritual powers which can influence the life of the bearer. You must understand that one. That is why you have to ponder over the name that you bear. Ponder over it. If you don't know the meaning, change it. Ask your parents, what is the meaning of this name I'm bearing? Is your name attached to a local idol? Does your name imply evil? Is your name dedicated to a local African goddess? Does your name have something to do with the market days? Does your name have something to do with sacred trees? Does your name have something to do with sacred animal or notable ancestors? Does your name have something to do about the past ancestors that have fought a tribal war? Does your name reveal that you have been reincarnated? Does your name, is it revealing that there is an attachment of familiar spirit or marine spirit or evil spirit attached to you? What is your name? What is your name? And what is the meaning of your name in your local language? Ask the question, because this name, it can stagnate a man. This name, it can truncate the effort a man. This name, it can bring a man back from the ladder of progress. The name you bear, it can limit a man's progress. The name you bear, it can affect the vehicle of your destiny. The name you bear, it can alter God's program for your life. The name you bear, it can take you far from the agenda of God for your life. The name you bear, it can reduce the blessing that ought to have come unto you. Because God wants to do something in the life of Jacob, he has to change his name. Because God wants to enlarge the coast of Abraham, he has to change his name. Do you want your coast to be enlarged? Look at the name you are bearing. Do you want your destiny to move forward with high speed? Look at the name you are bearing. Many people may not understand that these names will bear. These names are very powerful entity in the realm of the spirit. Our ancient fathers, they understand the mystery of names. They don't just give names at all. They will give name according to something, whether according to events that occur, or according to sacred trees, or according to ancestors, or according to their ancestors who have fought for their village or so. So they understand names. They understand the power of name in their own, evil way. So you must understand what the Bible is saying about name. Is your name typify wickedness? Is your name revealing vengeance or a retribution of justice? What is your name saying? Is your name standing to harm you? Don't you know that your name can be a lawyer that is speaking against you? Don't you know that your name can stand against you in the court of law of the spiritual realm? Don't you know that your name in the realm of the spirit can stand against you in the court of law? Don't you know that your name, it can begin to stage a cause against you? If you are bearing demonic name, it would stagnate and attract demons. Your name can attract demons or attract angels. Your name can dispel good things away from you. Therefore, if your name has no meaning, work on it. If your name has revealed something evil, work on it. If your name is glorifying the idol, work on it. If your name reveals something about shrines or fetish priests or native doctors or witch doctors, do something on it. Because your name can invite demonic limitation upon you. It can bring in spell upon your life. Your name can be a ladder that evil passes through your life. Your name can be an access point. It can be a legal ground. It can be an open door that allow evils to enter into your life. Your name can put you into captivity. That your name can hinder the grace that you ought to have enjoyed. That your name, do you know, it can affect your breakthrough. You need to understand it. This is mystery. Many may not understand what I have said, but you look at it and examine the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You will see the mystery of name. You will find out that Jesus himself even changed the name of Peter. You understand the mystery of name. Many of the disciples of Jesus will just change their name. You know, I'm not bearing this. You will bear this. Even that very particular idol worship king called Nebuchadnezzar, By the time the Hebrew boys got to the land of Babylon, he changed their name to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All these three names, they glorify idols. That is, the idols of this land must have something to do about their lives. So you must understand, he changed their name completely from the name they are bearing. They were bearing Ananias, they were bearing Azariah, and they were bearing Daniel, and he changed their name completely. He brought another name to them. You know, you must understand, if an idol worshiper, a king that did not belong, that did not believe in God, a king that did not know God, a king who was serving and worshiping idol, could change the name of the three Hebrew boys, then you must understand that there are mysteries that you need to know about name. When your name is bringing evil into your life, something must be done to it. If your name is demonic, something must be done to it. You ask me, what am I going to do if my name is demonic? Number one, identify the meaning of that name. Identify the meaning of that name. Number two, identify the power that operates against that name. You will know it by the meaning of that name. What is the name saying? What is the name glorifying? What is the praise name saying? What is the, what? How can somebody be given a praise name that you will always become fat and become poor in life? That is, it will drink gari and become fat, but it will be poor. So that is a very terrible thing. So but we need to understand that. We need to understand the mystery of this evil name. These are very important in the course that we are going. Everybody should understand the mystery of evil names. You need to know that. I need to know that. So you need to, when you understand that very meaning, it will help you understand the power that is ruling it. Second, you need to go ahead to destroy the spiritual foundation and the principle behind that name. Go ahead and destroy it like this. You say, I destroy every spiritual foundation that is holding this name in my life. I command the power that is attached to this name that is affecting my destiny to be destroyed. That is how you are going to say it. You are going to say, every evil transaction that has brought this name to my life, be destroyed. Every evil principle guiding this name in my life, be destroyed. These are the way to pray. Then the third thing you are going to do is to pray in faith and begin to decree the blessing of God upon your life. Get a name from the Lord. Ask the Lord to give you the name you will bear. Go to the Lord in prayer. Ask God, Father, what is the name that you have for me? The Lord will drop it into your heart. And then put the name through. Settle it within yourself and pray over that name and begin to bless that name. Let the blessing of the Lord come upon that name. Let the glory of God come upon that name. Let the hand of the Lord come upon that name. Let the mighty hand of the Lord come upon that name, and you will move forward in a greater measure in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I know that many of you, you may be hearing this for the first time, and many may be saying, oh, how can I change the name now? Oh, it is easy to do. You just have to understand the first thing, what is the name you are bearing? Understand the second thing, what does that name mean? When you understand those two things, to change the name is very easy. To change the name is to ask God. Ask God, he will give you a name. Oh, even if all your certificates have bore one name or the other, you just ask God. Let God give you the name. And now, begin to pray that name into your life. And there's the process of working the name out. Oh, you can also begin to take that process. God will guide you and lead you more in the name of Jesus Christ. If that area is confusing to you, you can also private chat me so that we can guide you more on how you can change your name and begin to bear God's name and the name that the Lord has given to you. Do you know that many of us now, the name we bear, they are not the name given to us by God. They are the name given to us by one satanic priest. They are the name given to us by shrines of our father's house. They are the name given to us by the priests in our local village. And these are not the names that the Almighty God has given to us from heaven. We need to know, and the Lord will give us this name as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. La promoshka dalabalaba, la mbrokonsa shalabalaba. It is time for us to pray. It is time for us to talk to the Lord. As you are there, begin to talk to your Father. If there are any sin in your life, tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Aha. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Aha. We have names to, we have prayers to pray. And I want you to get ready as we pray these prayers. Pray these seven prayers before I pray on the oil you are holding or the bottle of water. If you don't have oil, get a bottle of water ready and get your prayer request ready. There are seven prayers we are going to pray. Open your mouth and pray like this. Say, foundation of evil name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundation of evil name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Foundation of evil name in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil covenant in my foundation, affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation, affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation, affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation, affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation, affecting my destiny. Break in Jesus' name, pray. Say, negative transaction in my foundation that is affecting my destiny. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction in my foundation that's affecting my destiny. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction in my foundation that is affecting my destiny. Scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name, pray. Stronghold of evil name in my life, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Stronghold of evil name in my life, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Stronghold of evil name in my life, I pull you down, I pull you down, I pull you down in Jesus' name. Say, every curse operating against my destiny as a result of the name I bear, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse operating against my destiny as a result of the name I bear, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse operating against my destiny as a result of the name I bear, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse operating against my destiny as a result of the name I bear, break in Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Demonic name affecting my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Demonic name affecting my destiny, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. Demonic name affecting my destiny, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Demonic name affecting my destiny, lose your hold, lose your hold in Jesus' name we pray. Say, familiar spirit attached to evil name in my life, lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Familiar spirit attached to evil name in my life, lose your hold over my life, lose your hold over my life, lose your hold, lose your name. Familiar spirit attached to evil name in my life, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold in Jesus' name we pray. If my name is bringing problem into my life, oh God, my Father, deliver me from this captivity in the name of Jesus. If my name is bringing problem to my life, oh God, my Father, deliver me from this captivity. Deliver me from this captivity. Deliver me from the captivity in Jesus' name. Say, oh God, my Father, imprint into my heart the name you want me to be, the name you want me to be bearing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, imprint into my heart the original name that you want me to bear in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, imprint into my heart the original name that you want me to bear in Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft oppression against my destiny as a result of demonic name, die in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft oppression against my destiny as a result of demonic name, die in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft oppression against my destiny as a result of demonic name, die in Jesus' name we pray. Foundation of demonic name in my family line, die in the name of Jesus. Foundation of demonic name in my family line, die in the name of Jesus. Foundation of demonic name in my family line, die in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the bottle of oil and the bottle of water that your children are holding shall receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The fresh fire of God shall enter into this oil and into this water. The power of deliverance shall enter into this oil and into this water. The blood of Jesus Christ shall enter into this oil and this water. I pray that the blood of Jesus shall multiply in billionfold in this oil, in this water, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and drink a little. As you have taken that little in, shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, the root of infirmity in my life, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. The root of infirmity in my life, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, put the oil on your chest. Just rub it on your chest and lay your hand there. Say, evil arrow working against my destiny, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow working against my destiny, go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, still lay your hand there. Say, every satanic animal programmed into my body, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed into my body, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed into my body, in Jesus. When you say die, what you are saying is that that satanic animal that has been programmed to your life should be destroyed, should lose its power and become useless. That is what it means. Now take the oil and anoint your head. You will shout loud and clear, any cause working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Any cause working against my destiny, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Any cause working against my destiny, break, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your stomach, your belly button area, and shout it loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, enter into my foundation and deliver me from the grip of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter into my foundation and deliver me from the grip of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter into my foundation and deliver me from the grip of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter into my foundation, enter into my foundation and deliver me from the grip of wickedness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your two hands and you say, as from today, my hands shall experience breakthrough in the name of Jesus. As from today, my hands, you shall experience breakthrough in the name of Jesus. As from today, my hands, you shall experience breakthrough in Jesus. They take the oil back to your head, anoint your head. Say, as from today, my destiny shall experience breakthrough in the name of Jesus. As from today, my destiny shall experience breakthrough in the name of Jesus. As from today, my destiny shall experience breakthrough in Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your two legs and command your leg to take you to the land of fulfillment, take you to the land that will connect you to your destiny helpers. Say, my legs, hear the word of the Lord. Take me to the land of fulfillment. Connect me to my destiny helpers. My legs, hear the word of the Lord. Go to places that the glory of God will overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. I pray for someone here that the blessing of God shall not depart from your life. You will move from grace to grace, from power to power. You will move from one level of prosperity to a bigger level of prosperity. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your requests. I pray on this request, O Lord. Let heaven open on this request. Open unto this request. Let the voice of heaven speak solution to this request. And I decree 24 hours, 48 hours, and 72 hour answer to this request in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree the blessing of the Lord upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have not settled their marriage, this year shall be your year. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, get ready for twins and triplets. I decree to enter into your life, enter into your home in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha, there's a woman there, hear the word of the Lord. I speak into your life with authority and with power that today mark the end of barrenness in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Let there be blessing in the house. Let the blessing flow into the life of people. Many people who are down financially, I command you right now to receive favor from heaven and move forward to the next level. There shall be experience of financial breakthrough. Many of you now who are listening to me, you shall experience financial overflow in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. There is a padlock that is working against somebody that is hearing me now. I command satanic backdrop to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are expecting one document or the other from the government that will make them to be celebrated, I command it to be released in Jesus' name. Release that. I command that document to be released. I command the operation of the heaven to come into the operation of the earth and support you and release that document to your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May God bless you. May His glory come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across to us, you can get across to me on this phone number 0802 336 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I'm from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, MFM First Tech Region, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tech Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tech Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.